As we continue to celebrate the Christmas mystery, the Church now puts before us for our contemplation that mystery that is known as the Holy Family. And indeed, it is a mystery that cannot be separated from the Christmas mystery. Indeed, all human endeavors in some way have a familial relations. We often miss this point, even in the hierarchy of the Church. But if we understand especially the European expressions for the Vicar of Christ, words like Papa, then we realize that it is rooted in the scriptural understanding of fatherhood. For does not our Lord himself call God his Father, Abba, which Papa is a form of, because it is a very familial term. And so the Vicar of Christ looks over the household of God. And so he is a true father in the spiritual order. And being a true father, he has brought to the attention of modern society its need to return to a mystery, the mystery that is rooted in God's attachment to us. For when the Lord came to save mankind, he did not come by way of detachment, but he came by way of attachment. That is, he attached himself to our humanity, in the sacred humanity that Christ received from the Mother of God in her womb. And so we ought to attach ourselves to Christ, for he will reveal to us the mystery of the redemption of the family. And so the Vicar of Christ have in our modern times constantly pointed out, especially in earnest with Pope Leo XIII, and have continued up to our present time. Pope John Paul II indeed wrote many encyclicals and apostolic exhortations. Amongst them were included the Redeemer of Man, that is, an encyclical on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Mother of the Redeemer, an encyclical on the Blessed Virgin Mary, and Saint Joseph, the Guardian of the Redeemer, an apostolic exhortation on the life of Saint Joseph, the head of the Holy Family. And so the Vicar of Christ has asked us to return to a proper understanding of what the human family is. And that understanding can only be received through the Church and through the mystery that is the Holy Family. For the mystery of salvation is a mystery of the reclamation of the family, lost in the fall of our first parents, Adam and Eve, reclaimed, recapitulated in the new Adam, in the new Eve, Christ and Mary. And so we have much to do, for our perception of the family has been tainted by a modern cultural phenomenon known as the media. And so we perceive the family to be some form of what is presented to us, either the Cleavers or the Flintstones or the Clampets or the Bunkers or the Bradys or the Simpsons or the Osbournes or the Simmons. The latter two made their fortune precisely in rebelling against the family and family values. Indeed, one of them would take as the philosophy for his band, "My name is Lucifer, please take my hand." And indeed, that is exactly what happened to our first parents in their fall. Lucifer presented himself to them, and they took his hand. And so the human family was corrupted, and it would remain corrupted until that blessed event that would transpire in the cave at Bethlehem, that event when the Savior of the world would come to us in visible form so that we could see him, as St. John tells us, he saw him and touched him in the flesh. And so he truly attaches himself to us in a most extraordinary way. And what happened while the Savior of mankind came to the cave in Bethlehem? Bethlehem slept, and in Bethlehem the world slept. Because the world has a superficial understanding of the family, and it seeks an understanding of the family that is contrary to the dignity of the family. And we all know that by the very fact that our modern culture is at this very moment attempting to change the definition of the family. But the family is rooted in a supernatural reality, and that supernatural reality, the Holy Family, will always stand in the way of the world's attempt to destroy the family and family values. For Christ came in order to reclaim the family, and reclaim it he will. And he intends to do that through the members of his mystical body. but we must turn to each and every member of that family to see our place, and most especially, we must turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary, for in the Holy Family, she holds its most prized possession, and she will tell each and every one of us in each and every generation, I have our help here in my arms, because she too is a daughter of Eve, preserved by that singular grace from all stain of original sin, but nonetheless a true daughter of the human family, indeed the firstborn daughter of God the Father, because she is truly and authentically a human being, because she always does the will of the Father. And so, in our modern lust for our pursuit of pleasures, in our modern lust for entertainment, we have diminished, superficialized the family and its role. But when we use such terminology that we have superficialized the family, we are really making excuses for our cooperation in the most depraved of sins. And indeed, we can see in every modern presentation of the family that comes to us through the media that one of the things that is noted is that all family members are involved in depraved and sinful practices. And indeed, on many reality shows, it is the very parents who introduce their own children into the corruption that they exercised when they rebelled against the family and family values, particularly shows like The Osbournes and The Simmons. And so our hearts must be pierced like the heart of the Mother of God, fathers and mothers leading their children into depravity and violence spreading over the world. And Bethlehem slept when the restoration of the family came to it. And so we must look at that family life if we are not, as it were, to cooperate with the world in its assault on the family values. And let us not mistake in ourselves. Whether we cooperate in the corruption of the families explicitly or implicitly, we are cooperating in Satan's assault on the Holy Family. For every assault on the family and family values as defined by God are an assault by Satan on that most sacred of institutes, the family, which provides to the church vocations to the priesthood, vocations to the religious life, vocations to the married life, vocations to the papacy. It all begins when family values are held up to the esteem that God wishes us. And so we must not have an imagined sanctity, because an imagined sanctity is no sanctity at all. A religion that exists in hypothetical circumstances cannot endure the pressure of actuality. To presume to a service of God that the present framework of life does not allow is sheer pride. Saint Joseph, when he was asked to take that blessed family into Egypt, didn't worry about having the casinos taken away from him. He didn't worry about having decadent television taken away from him. He didn't worry about having drugs and depravity taken from him, because he had a focus and he did not allow his designs and his plans for the pursuit of happiness to interfere with the will of God, because he was always the vigilant guardian of the Holy Family, looking always and everywhere to discern the will of God. And when the will of God was that he protect the family from the assault of Satan by fleeing into a pagan land, he did not hesitate in his obedience to God. And so, if our families are being assaulted, and our Lord is commanding us to work out our salvation in pagan lands, we must do so, but not by way of compromise, but by way of the example that Saint Joseph gives us. He took that family into a most depraved culture, and yet that family lived in holiness because the Father was the guardian and protector of it. And so men must learn again that they are the guardian and protectors of their family. And if they do not stand up for family values, if they do not stand up even to their beloved spouse when she is corrupted by the greeds of the modern world and the baubles that she seeks, then he is abandoning his role to imitate Saint Joseph. It is a presumed service. It is an imagined sanctity. And so we must see that the function of the father and the mother is laborious. We cannot deny that. For the Christian must live in reality. And it is quite true to say that the function of the father and of the mother is laborious. But it is laborious because it is gigantic, not because it is minute, because it is an awesome responsibility to raise their children as citizens for heaven. And so there is great labor involved in the work. It is the labor that Saint Joseph and the Blessed Mother took out. And so, if we say that it is impossible for us to serve God when we are weary about the matters of the home, then we have not even begun to enter into that holy home at Nazareth. For did they not labor extraordinarily? Did they not work at all the works that transpire in all the homes throughout the world? They did, with one distinction. They did not see them as contrary to their vocation, but as an essential part. If children are viewed as an obstruction to their parents' holiness, then it is the parents who are in more grave peril than even their children. For we cannot separate our duties as Christians at every level. Does not the Vicar of Christ have great responsibilities towards the family, both in the spiritual and the temporal order? If not, then why was it that Pope John Paul II publicly admonished the world and certain members of this world who were using food as an instrument of war to get other nations to do his bidding? Why did he publicly come out and say, if you do not stop such sins right now, then you will most likely go to hell? Because it is the responsibility of the father to see that the finest details of family life are preserved. And one of the most essential needs for human being is the nourishment of the body, so that we can take prudent care of ourselves. And so, again, the Holy Family reminds us, the work of mother and father is a laborious work because it is a gigantic and an awesome work. And so, we must not think that our responsibilities are a detriment to our holiness. For if we do, then we are only seeking ourselves in prayer, and we become clanging cymbals. Do we not come to prayer to beg God for the grace to do the ordinary things in our lives in an extraordinary fashion? And what is the extraordinary fashion that we are after? It is to do them in the manner of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It is to do them as they did them in Egypt, as they did them in Bethlehem, as they did them in Nazareth, and ultimately as our Lord would do it on Calvary. It is always and everywhere, in every detail of our lives, to do the will of God the Father. And so, the Holy Family is a mystery intimately linked to the mystery of Christmas, indeed, inseparable from it. For it was into a family that the Savior came in order to redeem the world. And it is only through the family that the world will be redeemed. And if we do not accept this truth, then we have only to turn to the Vicar of Christ, who says very clearly that this is a truth of our faith. All that you succeed in doing to support the family is destined to have an effectiveness that goes beyond its own sphere and reaches other people too, and has an effect on society. That is, the works we do right now in imitation of the Holy Family have ramifications long beyond the time we will part from this life, long beyond, because they have ramifications for that time that we all long to wait for, when the Savior comes to judge the living and the dead, and we hopefully join the angelic choirs. And he continues, the future of the world and of the church. The future of the world and of the church. For the church's future is intimately linked to the vocations she receives from Catholic families. As the mother of Pope St. Pius X so eloquently understood when she saw that blessed offspring have just a touch of pride, not by way of even venial sin, but just a little indeliberate venial fault against pride when he was elevated to the bishopric and came to his mother to, quote unquote, show her his ring. And when she detected it, she simply said, "Beppe, wait here a moment." And she went up into her bridal chamber and retrieved her wedding ring and held it up to her son and said, "Son, remember always that without this ring, you would not have your ring. For it is through the church, that through the family, that vocations are provided to the church." And so, he says, the future of the world and of the church passes through the family. The more the family imitates the life of the Holy Family at Nazareth, the more the world is sanctified. The more we settle down and work out our salvation in the family, not isolating ourselves, for you cannot isolate Christian family living from the world. As some of the families who come here have pointed out, when two families, the smallest one being of 8 children, went into a restaurant and had their children sit down and behave like good Christian children, having fun, but yet mortified and behaved, they were approached by a teacher who said, "I wish to pay your bill," to which the fathers declared, "You know how many that is? How many here?" He said, "I'm paying the bill." And they asked him why. And he said, "I have not seen in 30 years children behaving in such a manner. True children, truly joyful, but yet children truly respectful." And so it cannot help. It cannot, as it were, help but influence the world when the world sees all members of Catholic families imitating the life of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And so the future of the world truly passes through the family, but not the family as the world is seeking to redefine it, but the family as it is defined by the Blessed Trinity, that is, the Holy Family at Nazareth. And so will we one day have to tell the Lord that when he came to our cities and our towns, we slept like they slept at Bethlehem, because they did not understand that God does not come to us through catastrophe. He does not announce his presence with thunder and lightning and bolts striking us down. He announces his presence with the subtle beam of a miraculous star. He announces his presence with the angelic hymns of the angels, singing glory to God in the highest, in order that we may come not out of fear, but out of love, loved filled with hope, that what transpired in the cave at Bethlehem can transpire in every home and in every family in the world, so that all homes and all families are truly on the way to salvation, taking, as it were, not the hand of Lucifer, but the hand of Jesus, the hand of Mary, and the hand of Joseph, walking with them, going with them, everywhere they lead us, and they lead us by the example, by the life they lived. They are the cause of family life. They are the exemplar of all true family living, and outside of them, there is no family. There is no hope. There is only the despair, the taking of the hand of Lucifer, and ultimately the loss of souls, untold millions, and always and everywhere. It is not the fault of the millions who are lost for abandoning true family life. It is the fault of the members of the mystical body who have refused to truly enter into the cave at Bethlehem. They have slept to the subtle sounds, the beckoning call of the Holy Family in Bethlehem, but have woken up to the siren song, the loud clamoring of Satan and pleasure. And so, let us return again, so that we do not, as it were, sleep while the Savior and his mother and Saint Joseph wish to draw us in to a mystery beyond our comprehension. The mystery alone that got Saint Teresa the Little Flower through her trials and tribulations when she underwent the severe trial of doubting her faith. It was the mystery of the Holy Family that kept her on the royal road, because she said, there is no story in the annals of human history, whether they be pagan or whether they be the stories told by the patriarchs and prophets of old, that even come close to the story told in the cave at Bethlehem, that God, all-powerful, came in order to attach himself to us so that we may attach ourselves to him. And in so doing, not simply walk through this life to heaven, but fly with the wings of angels, showing the world what is impossible for men is truly possible with God. And so, the only catastrophe that the Holy Family has brought into the world, the only catastrophe, is the catastrophe to sin, because the Holy Family is its destruction.